Hello, this is Scott Wells for the Magic Word Podcast.com. Well, that intro music is a little bit different than what we normally use, but I kind of have taken that on as the theme song for the 4F convention. That is the Fechter's Finger Flicking Frolic, or as it's recently been redubbed as Obie's 4F convention. And that song was an original composition by Shoma, who was from Hungary, was a FISM winner, and this was like, I think, back in 2014 that he had done this when we were at the convention. And so I thought it appropriate that we include that as kind of the music for 4F as we discuss that here. This particular episode is going to be a conversation with three of the people who are really intimately involved with this convention. By the way, I want to invite you to also go to themagicwordpodcast.com, where you will see a video of the conversations I had recorded on Zoom. There will be a link there that takes you to my YouTube channel, and you can then see some of the things we're talking about and see the faces of those people as we are chatting. By the way, the 4F convention is an invitation-only close-up convention, and it is typically contained to just about 220 or so people, invitations that go out to close-up magicians around the world. And the 50th anniversary has been sold out for a long time. We hope to have the in-person convention next year in 2023, and as Glenn says in his chat here, it is already sold out. If you have not already paid for that convention, then it's too late. However, there'll be a lot of people who will be attending the virtual convention here this weekend. And that's why I wanted to release this shorter episode here right now, because I know this weekend we're going to be talking with a lot of people at the convention, and there will be some breakout rooms. There will be one room in particular for the Magic Word Podcast where people can come in, and we will be talking, and they will be sharing their experiences with what they have learned or what they have seen during the virtual convention, and just kind of chat about the event itself, kind of what they're up to. And we have, again, just an international crowd of people who are expected. So I thought that could go on to be a little bit more of a lengthy episode, but this one I thought was important to kind of whet your appetite, so to speak, to get you ready for the convention that'll be coming up this Saturday. I invite you to not only enjoy this, but also please come back sometime, perhaps late Saturday, early Sunday, depending upon your time zone, and also when I can finally get this convention report put together on Saturday, the 30th of April, and that will be episode number 678. This one is 677, and we will release that then again shortly. So come back and hear a report on a virtual convention, which is a little bit different. Typically, when I give convention reports, they are actually in person and live conventions from the convention floor speaking to all these people. But again, thought that'd be interesting just to kind of whet your appetite, let you hear a little bit from those who are preparing this virtual convention and those who are doing a lot of work behind the scenes before the convention begins. So please welcome my guests this week, Mr. Glenn Brown, as well as Michelle Huat and Rune Carlson here on The Magic Word.
One of the people we get to see every year that I know is always going to be at the convention is Glenn Brown. And Glenn is the, I guess, registration chairman. Whenever I think about conventions, I mean, I just think of you as another magician who just happens to be sitting there and giving out name tags. But it's here I've got my friend. Here he is. Hey, Glenn Brown. Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. So are you officially the registration chairman, or what has your title been? Or has there been a title?
There's no real title, because I do publications, and I decided to do an ebook every year about 10 years ago. When I started, I think it was near the 40th, when we were honoring Obie, and Obie was threatening to leave, and I made the suggestion that we should, as a group, magicians, try and ease the load, and I end up doing what I like to do, which is to play with computers. So,
right. Well, that's been your profession, of course, I guess, which is why you do it so well.
It was.
Is that one of those things you just kind of fell heir to, because it's kind of like, well, you're good at this, why don't you handle that? End of it.
Well, we convinced Obie that we used to mail out the rabbit, and I'm sure you remember the rabbit and the hat. The problem with that is it was labor intensive and expensive to do. And just an awful lot easier to do in an email. It was expensive, and it wasn't a very efficient use of Obie's time. So I said I'd take over all of the mailing, and it just grew into what it became. Joan and I, there's no question there will be changes, but it'll remain an awful lot like the convention that we all love. And we decided to substitute an ebook for The Rabbit.
I like the ebook for a variety of reasons, certainly, because it also gives a lot of the statistics, which I know John Miller has been keeping and some other people, as to how many years that people have attended and when they started it and performed, et cetera, et cetera. And where the countries for the attendees are from, and et cetera. It's well put together.
Thank you.
So as far as the convention goes this year, again, it is going to be an online thing, as we had last year and the year before. Is this the third one we've had online?
This is the third, but this is the second official one. The first one wasn't really, not that we had any problem with it, but it wasn't, there was no involvement from Obie or John.
It wasn't sanctioned really by Obie. He was saying, you guys can do that, but really don't call for it, because it's not, I don't want to have this. But he was surprised, I know, after we had actually done that last year. And he said, I wasn't really expecting this to be this good. It's really great.
Yeah, no, Michelle and Rune Carlson are running it this year. Mm-hmm. Michelle Uo, he's done an excellent job for us the last couple of years doing this. Likes to do it, and it's a lot of work.
Pretty
good convention.
It really is. Now, as far as, since Obie had passed since the last one, and he was in the process of handing this off to somebody or bodies, as I understand it, are you and Joan the ones kind of handling this going forward, or until you find someone, or are you going to be the official designees, or what's the status on that?
The way it stands now, Joan and I are running the convention.
Okay.
There was some talk of Obie selling the rights, and we came to an arrangement with him, and Joan and I have the right to continue the convention.
And what are your expectations as far as the continuation of that convention, as far as the format and what we've done in the past and the future?
The format will stay very similar, probably with a little more free time. You know, conventions like Trix that Scott Robinson runs try to give people a little more time to socialize. And I think we'll try to do that. Not everyone has been happy with the food. Mike Joseph runs a
catering service.
Catering service. He does a lot more than just catering. But he's going to be catering the meals on Friday and Saturday night. That's probably the biggest part of our expense is those meals.
One of the things in the past, of course, the 4F had started out as open for any and everybody, but then it got to be such that a lot of people were attending. That's why it was called the original close-up convention, and hosted by Eddie Fechter there at the Forks Hotel that he ran and owned. But it got so that it was limited in attendance due to the location, the size at the location. And then we'd moved a couple of times since then. It continued to grow a little bit, up to about 200 people, I think, at its max. Do you recall?
250. We've had as many as 260 people.
Wow, that is a lot for a close-up convention. But the screens and the monitors and everything that you can see are large enough for everybody to see in the room that we've had, certainly. And now we are doing this virtually. Anyone who has been pretty much invited in the past, or who, I should say, has attended in the past, gets another invitation. Well, with certain exceptions, for a variety of reasons. For the most part, everybody gets invited back. But do they, how many people do you plan to limit this to, since we don't have to worry about that online? Is this going to be pretty much open to all who have attended at any time in the past?
It's sold out now.
Okay.
So it's open to anyone who's already paid.
Right.
we may make exceptions for people who were past attendees to pay and go on a waiting list.
Okay.
But we're currently at 258, which is a lot of people for a close-up convention, as you say.
Right. However, since it is a virtual room, it can be limitless, essentially.
Well, I'm talking about the event in 2023, of course.
Right. Right.
With a Zoom event, the only restriction is that these people that are allowed access to the Zoom have to have attended the 4F in the past.
Right. That was my point. And so there'll be, do you expect to have over 250 at this year? Online convention?
That's a good question.
Because really people haven't signed up for the virtual convention. We'll just have to see how many people show up, I guess.
We basically have to see how many show up. It was quite successful last year. It's great, especially for our international participants, who allows them an easy way of, maintaining touch with their friends from around the world. But we also have quite a number of seniors who may not be as comfortable with Zoom or, any other computer means of running it. So that may balance it off a bit, but I would expect we'll have at least 200 people.
Well, those people who may have had issues or may have issues with not understanding quite how Zoom works, they've had 2 years to get into that. They're either going to get it now or not again, because I see this thing as being a point in time of reference that comedians will make jokes of in the future during these past 2 years, because as we're coming out of this, which leads me to my obvious question of why we're having Zoom when there are so many other live in-person conventions that have been going on since the first of the year.
Well, that's a good segue from my comment earlier about the aging population of the convention.
Mm-hmm.
The honest truth is that about half of our participants are, 60 and up.
Right.
Or even 70 and up. And they're at the greatest risk. And, if someone could say, well, COVID's done, I would be fine, but that hasn't happened yet. There are still new variants coming out. It's looking like they're going to have to go back to mask mandates and whatever a lot of countries already have. So I don't feel comfortable bringing a bunch of people here potentially to get COVID and then go back to their countries and spread it around the world.
Well, that makes sense too. And of course, whenever this, you kind of had to make a decision of whether to make it a physical one or an online one, that it was kind of unknown what was happening with the variants and the future of masking or not, particularly with other countries, because we probably have, 40% of the people who attend are from outside the U.S.?
It's, if you say United States and Canada, I would say 25% to 30% are
outside the continent. Okay.
Outside the continent.
Okay. And so at that time, kind of unknown whether they were going to be able to travel, and trying to make this accessible to everybody, since this is an important convention.
Well, the one thing is that the knowledge and experience that's expressed, that's covered in that group of seniors who are involved with 4F, is irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't want to be part of the ones that put those people at risk.
I understand. Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest factor. Travel is another one, what the health protocols are, mm-hmm. whether or not the hotel will be physically able to host us. There's a whole bunch of factors that lead into us not being able to run in 2022. And I know there have been other conventions, but several of them have involved outbreaks of COVID.
Well, listen, this is going to be exciting, and I know we're going to have a lot of people to talk with over the next throughout the day. It's going to be a one-day thing. Isn't that right, just from morning till evening?
Yep. We start out with a broken wand ceremony for Obi, and there's teach a trick, there's a dealer show, there's a gala show. It's, you know, it's basically a micro version, a micro online version of 4F.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you in the room.
I look forward to seeing you there. I'll bring a scotch.
We need to have our 4S Secret Scotch Sipper Society as well. So yeah, in fact, I've got my glass right over there for the 4S. That's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to that for next year. And I understand, of course, that is sold out, and that will be the official 50th. We're getting closer.
Yes.
But we'll have our official time when we get together for the 50th next year, which is going to be the last weekend in April. But again, it's sold out for those people who have attended in the past. If you haven't already paid for that, you're kind of out of luck. And I assume there might be a waiting list.
There is a waiting list. It's, you know, for those who have attended in the past and want to attend, we'll put people on the waiting list.
But there won't be any new people.
No new people. No.
Right. Great. Glenn, thanks very much.
Even Copperfield.
Even Copperfield. Yeah, he's SOL. Too bad. He should have come before.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
I'll look forward to seeing you too. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn. And so for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Glenn Brown. Scotty out. I now have with me a couple of guys who are the organizers, actually, of this year's, I don't know what you call it, 49.9, V49. It's not really the 50th, but we're so darn close. And so, again, we had to have this as a virtual convention for the third year in a row, but it's the second official one. I think Glenn explained that already in the earlier chat we had with him. But the two guys I got right now from Toronto is Michelle Huat. Hello, Michelle. Is that right, Toronto?
Montreal,
pardon me. And I've got, I know how to say Huat correctly this year.
Yeah.
And good. Rune Carlson from Norway, right?
Yes.
All right. Correct. I got the pronunciation right. We are truly an international organization with the 4F convention. And you two guys running this, it's just going to be knocking out of the park here again this year. How is this going to be? Why, first of all, why are we doing this again virtually?
Well, thank you, Rune. You know what? Joan's not taking any chances, and she's doing the right thing.
Because, Joan Caesar.
Yeah, Joan Caesar. Because it's a 50th birthday, and if we're going to have a lot of people that cannot come from their countries with all the restrictions still going on, and we know that right now there's a lot of people getting COVID. So we want to make sure everything is fine. So I know it's been a third year in a row, second official, but it's the right thing to do. So that's why we do it that way.
Yep, I agree.
And it's cheaper.
It's a little bit cheaper then as well. And it can be opened up without any restriction as to however many people are going to be attending. And as I talked with you last year, I was listening again just to kind of remind me of what we had done last year. And when we talked this time again prior to the convention, you had no idea how many people were going to show up. Do you remember about how many came last year?
180?
That sounds about right. Yeah, something less than 200.
Yeah, it was right about 180, yeah. 200.
Yeah.
Rune, what's is going to be different and what's going to be the same this year regarding the convention virtually?
Well, last year was a huge success, if you ask me. I wasn't part of the organizing committee last year, but I kind of tried to help Michelle a little bit. But I think we're going to take what was really good last year and we're going to make that even better. And we're going to have some surprises as well. So hopefully we will just, you know, continue the good flow from last year and make sure that everyone has a good time. And even though we are not meeting in real life this year either, I think we will have a very nice evening together anyway. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, and you know what? If I can add something, last year I was basically organizing the whole thing alone. And of course, Glenn helped me. He sent everything out, but I was organizing it alone. And Rune, on the spur of the moment, did a wonderful job. Said, Michelle, let me relieve you of some stuff. He was on this, honestly, he did a great job. So I said, next year, I'm not alone. He's with me. And just to add on what he says, because you're not going to fix something that ain't broken, right? And
right.
At 4F convention, and Scott, you've been going there for a long, 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 long time. One of the greatest thing is between events, between official events. So people are that are chatting, and that's exactly one of the highlights of the virtual convention too. It's the breakout rooms in between real sessions where people just talk and exchange. I mean, share things, magic or non-magic, and basically having a beer together.
What are some of the breakout rooms you're planning? I mean, like cards, and or is that a secret?
No, secret. There's no secrets, but we will be doing most of the stuff like we did last year. There will be probably some new ones, but I think it's important that also that we kind of, as Michelle said, that we copy what we did good last year, and of course we will have some new ones as well. But I think the breakout rooms is kind of the copy of what is so good with the live event. It's everything happening between all the shows. And the shows last year was really, really good, but it was the everything between, but you could just jump between all these rooms and chat with all, you know, all your friends and colleagues. That's what makes the convention. And it's going to be some nice breakout rooms.
Right. The socializing is really a major part of all conventions, but in particular with the 4F convention, where people get to sit down and session, not just catch up with old friends and reconnect, but also make new friends and also to share ideas and everything. With those breakout rooms, everybody can be showing people from Japan to other people who are in Germany their latest card move or something.
Exactly. And when I look at most conventions online, there's always it's one thing after the other, and I get bored easily. But the breakout rooms, I mean, we'll have Alex Plays breakout room, which is of course the restaurant nearest to the convention center in Batavia, New York. So
we can be eating steaks and have a martini and
exactly. Yeah, you're a martini guy.
That's a good idea. So how many rooms are there? As I recall last year, what we have, like 8 or 10 different breakout rooms?
Yeah, about.
Okay. Yeah. I was talking with someone recently also who was conferring a little bit with Steve Bergazzi. I know that in the past, Steve has, along with Rick Merrill, closed the show with just some hilarious things. And I know he has some things written and pre-planned that are going to be absolutely hilarious. That may be part of the surprise, but I know he's going to have some great stuff.
Yeah, and those guys, and Corsaro is always writing with them also. So they've been,
David's writing, one of the writers.
Yeah, exactly. Right? They've been closing ever since 2005, except one year, the year they were honored. So, I mean, who can steal that spot? No one.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Right. All right. Well, to start to close, is there something that you're looking forward to this year, Rune, that you're excited about?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of busy for us organizing this. It's always a lot of stuff happening on the backstage part. But I remember one thing that I learned, and I think this even can be done virtually. And I remember Obi told us this a couple of years ago. He said that you might not know everyone that's here today. This was in Batavia, but talk to the older guys over a coffee or a drink, and ask them to show you something. And this has followed me for a couple of years now, because this is truly a very big thing, and it gives you a lot. So, you know, hang around with the people that you don't know from before, make new friends, even though you don't care about the age and whatever. And this has been kind of a door opener for me, because there are so much knowledge, so much experience among all the guys in 4F or also the women. And this is what I'm looking forward to, you know, talk to people I don't know, get to know them and get new friends again. And that's my main goal for this day or evening.
And that was great advice also, because there are so many people with so many experiences and many people who you may not have met before.
Yeah.
I often told a story about showing a card trick when back at the Forks Hotel so many years ago. And after I finished, the guy said, well, the way that I originally invented that was, and then he showed me, and then I looked at his name tag and realized who he was. It's like, oh my gosh, what have I just
exactly. done?
Wow. Funny.
Good story.
Yeah, the only downside this year, of course, and all the future years, is the fact that OB won't be there anymore. But I mean, we're going to have a good time. We're going to honor him somehow. And
And Marietta is going to be in charge of the Broken Wand ceremony, which we're going to begin the convention with. Is that correct?
Yep.
Right. And so what are you looking forward to then, Michelle?
I'm on the same page as Rune. It's all about building relations. And I mean, look, Rune and we know of each other, but we were not friends before. We were respectful of each other. But the virtual convention, I met Rune. So he's a friend now. And so I hope it's the same thing the other way around. But we definitely made some new friends. So it's the same thing. You know, yes, the magic at 4F is awesome, but that's not the reason, I think, why magicians go to the 4F. Happiness is not at the end of the road. Happiness is the road.
Wow, well said. Well, listen, guys, I'm looking forward to this Saturday. It's going to be phenomenal. And I appreciate everything that you have done, Michelle, for all this. And thanks for bringing on Rune. I'm sure that's going to help you in big ways, because I know he was doing things behind the scene. You kept thanking him. And so I think this is a perfect partnership with you two guys. I hope we don't continue this in future years, but perhaps this cooperation that the two of you have might last further. And it might be something else you could do when we have our in-person live conventions.
Probably. I hope so.
Maybe help produce something again into the future, because I think you guys work so well together. So
thank you.
Congratulations on getting this whole thing together. And I look forward to chatting with you guys soon.
We'll see you Saturday.
See you. All right. Thank you.
So with the Magic Word Podcast, that was Michelle Huat and Rune Carlson. So Scotty out.
Thank you guys for your participation in this brief episode here, and I look forward to seeing you this Saturday, and also to the rest of your listeners, I want to invite you to come back to listen to the one-day report from the virtual convention. So, until a couple of days from now, stay well, get booked, and remember that happiness is not at the end of the road. Happiness is the road. This is Scotty out.